Qualified carbon oxides are carbon oxides that are captured at an industrial source, and those carbon oxides would otherwise be released to the atmosphere. And this is the definition up on the screen of an industrial source. A key term there to focus on is manufacturing process, because a manufacturing process for this group would include natural gas processing. I've confirmed with various regulators that, in fact, a natural gas processing plant that captures CO2 out of the production stream is a qualifying facility if it meets the threshold volumes. Now, the level of threshold volume is tied to the type of facility. The one we want to focus in on is the 100,000 tons annual threshold volume. That's because natural gas processing plants, refineries, the types of facilities that your clients own and operate are going to fall under that third bullet point. I would also note that you can aggregate carbon oxides from multiple facilities if they constitute a single project. And the IRS has developed an entire guidance document that discusses the eight factors you would have to look at to determine whether your multiple facilities were part of a single project. But it's important if you're trying to cobble together that 100,000 tons annually that would allow you to try to claim the credit. Okay, so who can claim the credit? The taxpayer that can claim the credit is the owner of the carbon capture equipment. And that owner then has to either physically or contractually ensure that the carbon oxides are disposed in secure geologic storage. Again, another really important term that we're going to talk about, that they're injected into a qualifying EOR project or, again, utilized. The taxpayer claiming the credit, though, can, if they want, convey that credit or a portion of that credit to the party or the entity that's performing 1 through 3. So there's business deals that could be made where you can convey part of that credit to the person that's injecting your CO2, for instance. The IRS in its rules, however, has adopted certain minimum standards for contracts like the ones discussed here. So it has to be in writing. There's restrictions on liquidated damages. There's certain notice provisions. And they have to be commercially reasonable terms. So you would want to look at 45Q to make sure that any contract that you're entering into to convey part of that credit complies with the IRS regulations. And let me say that neither Paul or I are tax attorneys. But there's no way that you can develop a carbon capture project in Texas without having some fundamental understanding of the IRS framework. Because as you structure your project, you've got to fit into those rules in order to qualify for the credit. I've been lucky enough to be put in contact with, on some of the projects I'm working on, with some excellent tax attorneys, some based in DC that are really tracking this legislation and these rules very closely. They're lobbying. We expect the tax credit to go up, which is important for those of you that are thinking about developing projects. But we're not the guys that would tell you necessarily what to file at the IRS. What we do is basically help folks navigate through the permitting process, help them acquire the necessary storage rights, and then sometimes we're representing the landowners who've been approached by companies trying to set up a project. So, as again, the taxpayer is the person entitled to the credit, and they're the ones that own the carbon capture equipment. Well, what type of equipment are we talking about? It's equipment installed after February 9th, 2018, where construction begins before January 1st, 2026. Again, entire IRS notice guidance document on what construction begins means. So if you're on the cusp of qualifying there, and you need to argue that you've begun construction of your facility with carbon capture equipment, you're going to want to look at that IRS notice, and it's cited in the paper. The type of equipment that's included would be the equipment used to capture, compress, treat, process, liquefy, and pump carbon oxides. Also includes gathering lines at a facility. If you think about a gas plant and the gathering lines, taking the CO2 to your injection well that either might be located on the facility or off of it, that would qualify. If you're talking about multiple facilities under a single project, the gathering lines bringing that CO2 together could qualify. Typically, though, transportation lines moving lots of CO2, you know, across the state, those would not typically qualify. There are some exceptions to that, and they're discussed in the paper. Oh, I did it again.